Itamar Ben-Gvir, Minister of National Security, he went to Beit Shemesh. Beit Shemesh is an area full of Orthodox Jews. And many of these Orthodox Jews are anti-Zionists. As you can see from these flags here, these are Palestinian flags painted on walls that the Israeli forces later sprayed with white paint. Why? Because it's illegal to raise the Palestinian flag in the only democracy in the Middle East, Israel. And this man was the man who banned it. Now, why is he going to Beit Shemesh, an area where there are movements like Neturei Karta and other anti-Zionist Jewish movements in very big numbers? He's a psychopath. He wants to go there to prove a point. But it wasn't only a visit. There were confrontations, and not just with him, but also with his wife, who slapped a woman. Now, thankfully, there were some videos being published about this visit that came from Itamar Ben-Gvir to the area. There were also multiple reports in Israel about this visit. But the video was quite interesting, and let me share the video quickly with you.
צלם עיתונות, אני צריך להביא מהאוטו.
טוב, תשמור, חמש...
אני שומר לך, בטח אני שומר.
אתה מבין שאני לא יכול באירוע כזה להפתיד.
אתה לא יכול לבין עלי נשק אבל.
אל תגיד לי מה אני יכול, מה לא, אבל אתה, אם אתה עיתונאי, בבקשה לשמור מאיתנו.
5 מטר, אין בעיה, אין בעיה.
Thank you. Thank you. הנה, רבי מוכנה
רגע, תגיד סופה לפי
אתה יכול לצאת
לעלות למעלה?
So as you can see, the man is a psychopathic individual, really, going there deliberately in a Jewish majority area, an anti-Zionist Jewish majority area. People who are pro-Palestinian, raising Palestinian flags and spraying Palestinian flags as well, just to prove a point. And he's pretending like he's waving at some of them. And did you see the amount of violence, by the way? Stun grenades, kicking people, arresting people. And it didn't stop there. There was another report and video as well of his wife slapping a woman. Literally slapping a woman directly in the face because she was approaching her. And the video shows clearly that, well, it wasn't necessarily any act of violence coming from that woman who was approaching her, but she was only approaching her trying to tell her something. And the wife of Ben-Gvir, she slapped her, like we can see in this video. So our outright violence coming from his wife directly, at least. Him, well, he's surrounded by, of course, these forces next to him, kicking people around just for protesting against him. And he's going there trying to prove a point. This is the mentality of Benjamin Netanyahu's allies in the government, going there trying to impose their will in every area. And they constantly speak about Judaism. This man's party is called Jewish Power, for example. However, when he goes to a Jewish area, the way to be Jewish, which is anti-Zionist, he goes there and he gets all of this protesting against him, showing an outright refusal for him and his policies. And these people, by the way, are constantly targeted by the Israeli forces. Many of them are beaten, abused, and imprisoned too. And despite all of the Israeli attempts to silence them, to take their movement down, they fail time after time, and they still protest against him.